Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 05:00 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 06:00 hours. Clear. 41 degrees.
Are you H?
Good morning. 07:00 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees.
KE8RUH, NADBF.
Good morning, Dakota. How you doing?
About as good as I can be for a Monday. How about you?
Likewise. Not looking forward to this week. Not that I have anything negative happening, but just switch up for the weekend.
That makes two of us. I don't know if I've got anything bad happening this week. I got a feeling I do, but I'm ready for Friday as well.
Yeah, I got a dentist appointment today that I'm not looking forward to, but other than that, nothing out of the ordinary this week. Just would rather it be Friday.
Well, the good thing is it's only 4 more days and it will be Friday.
That's one way to look at it for sure. What'd you get into over the weekend?
I was dad duty this weekend, so not a lot. Went and got an electric power washer, which, love that little thing, and a foam cannon. So I finally took the time to take care of my truck and clean it. And then I did an oil change on it and cleaned the garage. Typical dad stuff. What about you?
Same, nothing out of the ordinary. Cleaned the garage. Avoided cutting the grass, but, yeah, nothing outstanding. Just a lot of hanging out, which isn't a bad thing.
No, sometimes it's what you need. It's what the weekends are for. But I'm just glad we got some decent weather again. I was starting to get a little nervous that we were just going to see rain all summer long.
Yeah, rain in 55 is not fun. We need it's supposed to be warm this week, so it should be good. I saw a couple days in the 80s maybe even.
My watch says today will be 77. Anything over 80, I can live in. As soon as it starts to go over 80, it's too hot.
Yep, anything
84.
Over
80. I think Sean's in there. Good morning. Yep. Alex A. told me it was going to be 84 high today. So, how about that? Woohoo. Go ahead, Anthony.
I'll take it. I'm sure I'll regret taking it very soon, but for the time being, without high humidity, 84 will be just fine.
I have to go to Vegas in June, or end of this month, and I think I'm actually probably going to die. Yeah, it's probably already pretty hot down there. I know when my kids were in Houston, you know, it was really pleasant in October, November when we used to go. Late November, actually. It was always, you know, real pleasant. A couple of times it was, you know, maybe a little cool, but real, very, very decent. But boy, I'll tell you what, you start getting to June, July, August. Oh, my God, horrible.
I have a friend that just got back from Vegas yesterday, and he said, I think it was Friday or Saturday, when they were sitting by the pool, it was 107 degrees. So, yeah, it's going to be hot.
The only saving grace, at least this is what I'm telling myself, is it's dry heat. It's not like you can't breathe. It's miserable. I'm hoping. I remember when I went to Texas, though, it was similar. Dry heat and miserably hot. So we'll see. But it's only for a short period of time. But Saturday, we're going Friday to a Sunday. Saturday, I'll be outside pretty much all day at the pool, so we'll see how that goes. Love the way they always say that. It's a dry heat, but like an oven, right?
Yeah, like an oven. Dakota, what are you going for? Are you going for work, or are you going to hang out with friends or family?
It's going with work but not for work kind of deal. I don't know how to explain it. Is it a team building weekend? No, it's a surprise for a higher up at the company. Significant other. I don't want to make too much on there and be the guy that possibly blows it.
Well, that'll be interesting. That's cool. Hopefully the company's paying for it then. That'd be even better.
Do I have any crackle coming in? I'm wondering if I got water in my antenna. Yeah, maybe a little, but pretty solid. Why, where are you at? You can answer when it comes back around.
Likewise, just a little bit.
Great, now I get to chase that down. I'm on UMP now. I'm right at, what is this? Garfield. I mean, it's almost non-existent, so I don't know. I wouldn't worry too much about it. speaking of repeaters, did we speak of repeaters? I'm not sure. You mentioned UMP. Anthony, I was talking to Wally last night. He's programming up a radio for somebody, and he was going through listings in the area, and he found one listed as Grosse Pointe Woods. I'm wondering if you've encountered it. It's an oddball. It's on a reverse snapper pair, but apparently there's been one there for a while.
The only repeater that I'm aware of in my area at all is that Fusion repeater, which I think is down there on Kirby. I don't know of a repeater in the woods specifically. I'd be interested to know what it is because I would try it out and see who hangs out there since they're probably in my neighborhood.
I do recall a Grosse Pointe repeater. I think I've actually talked on it a long time ago, but you guys carry on for a second. I got to throw some stuff in the dumpster. All righty. Well, I tried to work it last night from home. And high power, outside antenna home, I could hear hide nor hair of it. So I can give it to you here, or I can text it over to you, whichever is easiest.
Text it over when you get a chance. That way I will have it as a record in my text thread. So I can go back to it. But, yeah, that's interesting. I did not know that there was a repeater in the woods. I'll have to check it out when you send it over.
Yeah, like I said, I couldn't work it from my house, no matter what I did. So I don't know that necessarily tells me anything. That's a tough area to poke into from where I'm at, but Wally might have been able to, because he'd have been straight across the water. He might have been able to reach it. Who knows?
Yeah, that'd be interesting. If I can't even imagine where it would be unless it was at like City Hall or on like one of the school buildings. There's on the middle school, right at Vernier and Mac, there's a tall, like, smokestack tower that probably isn't used anymore. But that's got to be the tallest thing in the area. I don't know where it would be, unless it's just some homebrew repeater that somebody's operating, you know, with an antenna on their house. It'll be interesting to figure that out.
Well, it is what's called a snapper pair, an SNPR. So that's a non-protected pair. I think they're limited to 15 watts. But I was just kind of surprised, you know, while you stumble across that. It's listed at MyArc. If you go to the MyArc and you go to the 420s, go all the way to the bottom of the list. It's on there. But all right, I'll shoot it over to you at some point. You can check it out and let us know.
Yeah, you know what? I think I just found it on that MyArc site, and then I looked up the call sign that it's under. This guy is like a block over from me, two blocks over from me, and so it's two blocks north, a few blocks maybe east of me. So I'll have to drive by his house and see. And then also I'll program it into a radio today and see if I can figure anything out because it has the last date on here is from 2 months ago, so it's active. It'll be interesting to see who's on there, what's on there.
Somebody trying to get in. Boy, it's getting myself that messed up, you guys couldn't even hear me. I mean, it was just like a key up. You know, we did it a couple of times, between the last transmission and just now, between this most recent. I don't know if that was you or not, but it wasn't like you were noisy, it was just like a key up. I may have quit keyed, I just said I'm back for a minute. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, it was rough for a second there, but I'll definitely check this out tonight, Sean. I'll see. I'll get it in a radio and see when I get in the neighborhood if I can pull anyone up on it. And I can't imagine if it's 15 watts that it's on somebody's house. This guy must just be using it for the neighborhood for himself, because I can't imagine that it would get out too far. But still, if there's a couple people on it, maybe I can have something local to talk on with at HT around the neighborhood, which would be pretty cool for the time being.
Go ahead, Dakota. Well, it's the same thing. I think it was yesterday, the day before. You upgraded it. Man, as good as it is. That would be cool. Maybe I'll get some use out of an HD.
Dakota, that was pretty rough, man. We picked up only a couple words. I got HT Richmond. I'm assuming that there's maybe a repeater in your neighborhood that you just figured out about. Most of that is just heavy snow in there. It was just not a solid transmission. So I don't know. Like you said, maybe there's water in your antenna from power washing. Who knows? But there's definitely something going awry at the moment.
Yes, there was. So, Anthony, I guess then I don't need to send you the info, or you should have it all there. The thing to remember about that listening, MIARC, is, that's the output frequency, and it's kind of reverse. You know, the input is 5 down instead of 5 up.
Okay, good to know. I will take that into consideration when I'm programming. So, awesome. Thank you.
You got it all, though, right? I mean, you've got everything you need, or do you still need me to send it over?
Nope, I got it all right here, so it should be good. If I have any trouble, I'll ask you, but it's all sitting in front of me, I would imagine, so I should be good. I wonder why it's not listed on, like, repeater book or anything, which is interesting.
Repeater book's purely a optional. And, anybody can report. Like, if you find it, you could report it to repeater book. If it's low profile, or maybe nobody to, report it. But, repeater book is, you can't always trust it. Because, like I say, it's nothing official. And people are under no obligation to enter their stuff there.
Okay, that makes sense.
Repeater book is a lot like radio reference. They count on users to report what they hear. So, like radio reference, probably radio reference is worse, but a lot of stuff is just plain wrong, because any knucklehead can enter it.
That's what I have kind of come to realize with a couple of the sites, that it's all self-reporting, and that sometimes it's a tough one to figure out if stuff's up to date. And yeah, it's just it can be a difficult spot to be in when you're relying on that.
Need some time in there for Dakota. So you got anything figured out? But yeah, the radio reference is a hoot. We sometimes go through that and see what people have listed for talk groups, and it's a laugh. But yeah, they get the stuff that's really active, they get right. But the stuff that's not active very often, somebody caught it one time and they heard, you know, a couple of words, and they surmise, and you know, it gets better and better every day, and people make corrections, but honestly, it's just loaded with, it'll get you in the ballpark, you know. You'll probably have the right agency. You might even have the right kind of service, maybe, if you're lucky. On the stuff that's not, you know, the obviously primary dispatch channels, people figure out pretty quick, but some of the names they give for them is pretty funny.
Sounded like Dakota might have been trying to get in. Who knows? Yeah, a lot of that stuff I've found over time, when you think you can rely on it, you're just, it's really like a guess and check thing. And it's easy when you're trying to program local stuff in, but it gets more and more difficult the further and further away. Like if you're going somewhere and trying to program some frequencies in or repeaters in, it can get dicey because it's not always very up-to-date, like you said, and people hear something and they put something in and it's not super reliable. But it's treated me pretty well thus far, so I'll keep with it. But, yeah, you get some weird ones in there every once in a while.
Can you hear me now? It sounds better. This is Warren. I can't even get into UMD, so I don't know if it's me or UMD. That's interesting. I'm on UMP now. Am I making it? Yeah, you sound fine. I cannot get into UMP, and I'm back into my parking spot, which is about 2 miles away from the repeater. That's weird.
The two of you still sound drastically different. Sean's super clear and clean, and Dakota still got some interference there. Something doesn't sound right.
I'm on Gross 16 mile heading north. So, I mean, I'm literally, 2 miles, not even, from the repeater. So I am closer than Dakota, but still, and I'm on my mobile that's probably doing about 35 watts. So I don't know how that compares, but the weird thing is usually if I'm on Warren right here, you can't even copy me.
That one was getting better. I wonder what it is, Dakota. I wonder if, like you said, there's water somewhere. Man, that is weird because you're worse than I've probably ever heard you.
Great. All right, I'm going to clear. I'll check my antenna again, and I'll catch you guys later at AGDF.
Have a good day, man.
Well, it's going to be 84. Maybe it'll dry all out, if that's what it is. All right. Take care, man.
Have a good one, Dakota. K8RUH. Sean, you must be getting close. Is it getting close to coffee time?
Yeah, I'm sitting here at 78. So the coffee stops are just past this light here, and that works another mile up the road. So pretty much the home stretch here.
KZ8C.
morning.
Hey, good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Sean. Back from vacation, 2 weeks away, floating around the Baltic Sea. So I flipped on the radio, and of course I hear you guys, so it's nice to hear your voices. Go ahead, Sean.
Ah, there you go. Well, welcome back. I was wondering, I hadn't heard you in a while. So, very good. Hope you enjoyed your vacation, but how could you not have, Anthony?
Yeah, sounds like you had it figured out better than we had it figured out. Man, that was probably quite the trip.
Yeah, but now I'm wandering around the house. I'm like, hey, why isn't the bed made? Hey, how come there's no buffet breakfast for me? Where's my coffee? How come that's not being delivered to me? Where's the all of those things? But I tell you, it was nice to get back in your own bed and your own shower and back to normal stuff, including cheese. I got to cut the lawn.
I take it this was a cruise in the Baltics?
Yeah, it was, we were gone, 15 days. It was Sweden, Estonia, Poland, Germany, Denmark, and Norway.
That sounds awesome. What is the weather like at this time of year there?
It's very similar to here, a little cooler. I mean, it's definitely not in the 80s, but 2 weeks ago it was similar to here. Now, you know, we're warming up, but they're kind of staying the same. But very similar. We didn't have much rain. We had one day of kind of chilly and rainy weather, and it rained all day. But I guess it was unusually nice weather, especially in Norway when we were there in Sweden. So it was great. We had one night of rough seas, and it was pretty rough. I mean, watching people try and walk down the hallway of the ship while we're sitting there on the couch having a cocktail was pretty funny. You know, they're just going from wall, one side of the wall to the other side of the hallway onto the wall and then bouncing back to the other one as they're walking down the hall. It was like a bunch of drunk people walking around. But a couple hours of that, and they got back in the fjord where it's much calmer than out in the sea. At that point, I think we're in the North Sea. But what a great experience. Sean?
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. I know we're not the most popular place around the world right now. Did you notice any of that? I'm sure at a cruise they insulate you from that pretty well.
No, it was fine. I mean, there was basically zero politics, zero country stuff. Interesting, in a couple of the countries we were in, there were protests, but one was a protest for teachers were protesting. There was a couple of, I don't even remember. There was a couple other marchers that walked by, but nothing crazy. You know, it wasn't the mostly peaceful protests. It was just people in groups gathering and walking and with some signs, a bullhorn once, and then pretty mild. But on the ship, there was really nothing. I mean, you know, you sit down to dinner and you strike up a conversation with the folks next to you. It's just all, where are you from? Have you been around here before? What other vacations? And we were kind of the boring ones because we haven't been on a real vacation. I don't count visiting my brother in Arizona or going to Florida or Texas or something. I don't count those. So a real vacation, we hadn't gone out of the country in, geez, I don't know, over 30 years. So we were well overdue. And this was our very first cruise, and it was a cruise. And it was great. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, I would imagine if you looked for it, you could have found descending opinions, but if you're not looking for it, I doubt it comes to you.
Yeah, I didn't know. I just, you know, and on a cruise, you know, their business is being pleasant, so I'm sure they keep that stuff out. But yeah, whatever. It was a odd question, anyhow. All right, I just pulled up here at work. I got to get inside. So welcome home, Dave and Anthony. I'll look forward to seeing what you find on that other machine. Interesting, but. I got to get inside. W8FU.
Okay, we'll see you, Sean. Anthony, I'm going to step away, too. I'm going to go fire up another cup of coffee since nobody's bringing it to me. Nice chatting with you. Nice hearing you again, too. Hopefully, I'll see you soon. Sometime. Doing something. Okay. KZ8V. We'll talk to you.
Good talking this morning, Dave. Sean, we'll talk to you later. K-A-R-U-H, to be clear.
K-E-8-V-S-I.
To get me some breakfast burritos and up to a co-worker's house to do training all day. Sitting on his deck in a nice day.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a bad place to do training. I'm in a parking lot at 25 for some reason.
Well, we told our boss, what's the concept of driving an hour into work to sit in a room doing videos, you know, where we're right here, so let's just do it from home as long as we're doing the training, you know, and we send the certificate in, he has no problem with it.
Yeah, no sense driving the office and you can flip open the laptop and get her done.
Exactly. Yeah, because my office is in Auburn Hills. I live in Memphis. My coworker lives in Riley, so I'm 5 minutes from his house. So we had this all scheduled last week.
Yeah, I hate those trainings. They're all just, anything like ours, they're just, you know, bottom line, don't be dumb.
Well, we have our monthly safety training and, you know, how not to eat a spoonful of cinnamon at home and, you know, and all that other guru. This is like a certification class for a camera system that we didn't have, but now we need it, so we're going to do this free training and just sit there and watch videos for an hour and a half, and you take the quiz at the end.
Yeah, we get those quarterly, you know. Don't pay off your politicians. It's like, I don't pay off politicians. I don't mind them. There's no reason I would need this anywhere. You know, the other ones we have, the pointless stuff that just, you know, has nothing to do with your job, and, you know, or, you know, how to protect our customers' data. I say, I don't get customers' data. Like, that has no involvement in my job.
I mean, we have that, you know, the data breaches and stuff like that. I mean, but, you know, given that I work for a security company. And then, of course, the ladder safety, roof safety, PPE safety, you know, all the pertinent stuff. And then at the end, they're like, okay, let's talk about home safety. And that's when I leave the meeting. I'm like, nope, I'm done. Because there's no reason why my company should be intruding on my personal life. You know, don't tell me how to drive a boat. Don't tell me I should wear a vest when I'm driving a boat. to my hand, you know, dumb stuff like that every month, and it annoys me, so I just hang up.
Yeah, but it makes the lawyers happy, and that's all that matters. That's all they're doing. So when you do something dumb, they can say, "Well, we trained them. See, here's his training record. We told him not to jump off ladders like that."
Oh no, the regular safety training, work safety, 100%. I'm all behind it, 150%. I'm talking about in regards to telling me how, like I said, not to pull off fireworks in my hand, not do, you know, stupid stuff. It's like, really? If we have to tell you to not do that at home, someone lacks common sense.
Yeah, you gotta let natural selection work its way out sometimes. They're not intelligent enough to not know that already. They probably should be on your payroll.
Yeah, I guess it seems like people lack common sense on certain things.
Yep, common sense isn't common anymore.
You at work already, or you still on your way to work?
I'm still on my way, but I'm at least moving now. Up at the 108, I was about ready to throw it in park.
I get it. Hold on, I'm about to call into McDonald's for Casey at KGO.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think if I went the other way, I probably wouldn't have had any traffic. I want to wait. They have it split where you go one lane goes on your express, and then the other lane goes to where you can exit and enter. I think if you went the other lane, I would have not had any traffic, but I chose the wrong one. Yeah, you'd be away.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 49 degrees.
McDonald's is busy this morning. KCTTO.
Are you getting their McMuffins?
No, I get the breakfast burritos. Less carbs, more protein.
Everybody else again, though.
Yeah, when I'm in the mood, I get that, the breakfast bagel that has hollandaise sauce on it. That's really good, too.
Yeah, you just stick to the McMuffin.
Oh, don't get me wrong, I like the egg McMuffins. You know, who doesn't? The only thing I don't like is the biscuit or the sausage.
Yeah, no man looks, so might be dropping off for a couple miles.
Yeah, everybody. by the Holly repeater.
Yes, if I'm by it or if I've ever been by it.
No, I thought that's where you were at, was over by the Holly repeater. Maybe that's what I thought you said.
No, I'm at the end of his rope. I'm right at 91 and 75. Kind of get into a hole where you lose the Holly repeater and you have to pick up the warranty.
Good morning, 0900 hours, sunny, 56 degrees.
AKBD testing.
Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 60 degrees.
NAKBP Mobile.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 67 degrees.
ABA gear. Test. 1, 2. Test. Test.
AB8PR from W8FU.
Yes, sir. How you doing? You have me?
Yeah, I didn't hear you the first time.
Bake by myself. I heard myself. Go ahead.
Are you guys on for today?
Yeah, it looks like Greg and Dave are going to come at about 1:30. So if you're around 2 o'clock, hopefully we'll have things operating.
Okay, no, I know you were unsure about today, so I was just curious whether you got it coordinated. So, very good.
Okay, very good. I'm on my clear note here. Sounds pretty good. I think it's got better audio quality than the Shure note.
Yeah, aside from setting up initial Wi-Fi, and, you know, there's not much not to like.
One thing I would like to see in the DMR mode, it would be nice to see the information from the user database, you know, other than just the their ID number. Nice to have the name, location, all that stuff. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know, you know, when you're running DV switch, I don't know what the limitations are, but it seems to me if the ID's getting through, then it's just a matter of aliasing it. So, you know, here I go again, non-IT guy saying, oh, it seems like it'd be easy. I have no idea.
True, true. So did you get my email about the CDIP thing?
Gotta go work.
You broke up. Say again.
On a call. I'll be back.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 69 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees.
Yeah. Sound like poo-poo.
Am I making it?
Not well.
Did you find out what's going on up there?
No, I haven't had time.
I'm on oops, too much volume. I'm on DV switch now. Do you copy? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I do, but I'm swamped here.
Yeah, okay, I was looking for Greg for Dave. KGHDSI, still is that you?
Yeah, I'm coming through DV switch because I can't get into the FBI right now. So I'm just pulling in. What's your ETA?
I am on site, right in front of the tower or the gas pump or whatever on the south side of the building.
Okay, I'm just pulling it now. Coming right around the back. Let's see, if you're over on the south side, come down the hill.
I see it. We'll be up down there in a second. KEABFI.
ABAPI.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 75 degrees.
ABPR.
ABPR test 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 4, 5, 6, loud and clear. W8RCY, good afternoon. Hello there. Hold on. Get rid of that. Yeah, okay, so, hey, I wonder, I think you're on the wrong side of the building, but see if you can hit the dot 5. Remember, the PL has changed to 123.
So you're on the same PL as everybody else now?
That is correct.
I can change it on my Wookson, but right now I'm on my Motorola, and I have to send it in to Dr. Wally to get it fixed. I just got to make a couple other changes, but I'll get that done probably in the next week or so. But, no, I mean, I'm on the Warren, but I'm on the south side of the building, you know, facing whatever the heck I'm facing, and everything's behind me in a 20-foot wall, but you're coming in solid if you're on your new setup there.
Yeah, of course, we're right at the repeater site, but it's going through the All-Star. All right, we're going to keep plugging away here. ABPR.
Well, you're sounding solid as Sears. There's no doubt about it. And, yeah, I'll change my Wookson, and I got FTP on that one. So I can change it to that and get it done and knock it out and make the changes on the spreadsheet as well. Because I'm starting a amateur listing of repeaters in the area, the Tri-County area. So, yeah, it's stuff I'm doing to play with it because I like playing with that spreadsheet. So, guys are giving me something that I've just totally lost control of, and it's just nuts. Anyway, all right, have a good afternoon. I'll get a change, and I'll try it out later. W8RCY. Calling on my Wookson with the new PL in it.
Yeah, you're making it. Very solid.
Okay then. Well, I'm outdoors, standing on the balcony about 90, 85 85, 90 feet up, and holding the antenna straight up and down like I was taught. And I'm pumping out 8 watts on this Wilkson. If you hear an echo, I got my Motorola behind me on the coffee table out here. But if I'm coming in solid, that's good to know, and it's also good to know that your repeater's working.
Yeah, how are you hearing it receiving-wise?
Well, with my normal volume, up just a little bit to hear you, but not much. But, yeah, the modulation can maybe pick up a notch, you know. That's the only thing I would suggest. Again, I'm outdoors. I'm not indoors.
Okay, well, it could just be when you're not talking into the microphone there. Let's see. Where is it on this radio? Oh, there it is. Okay, that might be a little better. Is it better?
Try it one more time because I reset the radio to my normal volume setting.
Okay, this is me actually talking into the microphone. 1, 2, 3.
That is doable for me. I like that.
Alrighty, we're almost done here. So, I keep plugging away here. Thank you, AB Pier.
Not a problem at all. That's what we're here for. Help people out. W8RCY.
The WA.
Yep, that's good to have. You kind of repeated yourself, or you didn't, but there was an echo.
That was me.
Yeah, I'm back battery myself, probably.
Yep, W8. Roger. W8. EAP.
Another voice here from. Can you get on, see if you can hear the 2.5 and where are you located?
I'm at M59 in Mound. Let me fire up the 9600 here.
Yeah, and again, the PL is 123.
I can hear it here in New Baltimore. I'm not your repeater.
Oh, New Baltimore. Who's that?
Wally World. NHTPP.
So you're there now, and you're hearing it okay?
A little bit of snow, but I'm at my house in Jenna. On the gutter, so, but yeah, it's making it. I mean, we can talk. There's snow there, but it sounds good.
Okay, yeah, you're near Algonac, right? Am I got that right?
Say that again, go.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where New Baltimore is. Is that near Algonac?
Yeah, it's on the water. About 10 miles north of Selfridge.
All right. If that's the case, then I'm very pleased. That's good coverage.
Sucks.
You need to make it better. My handheld won't work though.
I'm not God. I can't make miracles. If I can only get rid of RF attenuation, superconducting RF.
There you go. Just beam up to one of Elon's things and we can beam it back down. Very good. Very good. Let you know I hear you. I'm on yours. 2.5 and 1.23.
Very good. Appreciate it. JVQ.
And a KVP.
WARCY received the information broadcast about the change on the PL. It came across my radio loud and clear.
Yeah, you're doing good. Well, Elijah, are you still outside?
Outside, surrounded by trees and a brick wall behind me.
All right. Very acceptable.
W8RCY. Back to sandbagging.
Maybe it's here.
KF8CWF inside the plant at 9 and bound. Loud and clear on your repeater.
Okay, are you on a handheld or a pit station?
I am using an HT.
Ah, very good. All right. I'm satisfied. That's more than I would actually expect.
Yes, some good reports, Phil. That's outstanding.
Oh man, I almost had somebody run right into a garbage truck that was making maneuvers in the middle of the street. Wow. All right. And I'm on low power, handy talkie in the car. And before, when I was at the spot, it was usually noisy. So, but I'm hearing myself, and it's not. So that's good.
Making it.
Yes, you are. Where are you?
59 in mount.
Okay, kind of dropped out a little bit there.
I'll try this radio. M59 in mound on a mobile antenna. And it's fading in and out from like S2 to S5.
Well, you're full quiet, so it's a little bit, it's a little like that. Very simple.
Well, I'm on the 5,000 mile radio now. All-star, basically. But no, I tried on the mobile at 40 watts with a mobile antenna in the gutter. I made it in a little bit. I mean, I heard myself. It's fading between S3 and S5. So I'm just, right, that's right on the boundary right there.
All right, very good. I just got that. Evening Signal Reports, KBHF.
Top of the hill, yeah, okay. Square Lake and I-75, I should, yeah, our Square Lake and Woodward and Telegraph should be booming in.
It is. University of Lebanon. A university in what? Livernois and Walton.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 76 degrees.
KEHCSI, Thinking and Quinder, 25 mile road. Very good. No, it's clutter and stuff, but 100% copy.
Yeah, same on this end, and definitely better than it was before.
Yeah, good to hear.
Them be Motorola watts.
Again.
You've got some Motorola watts now. That's worth 3 dB right there.
Of course, yeah. Everything went real smooth. These guys helped out, made it real easy.
Yeah, they're my hot standby. I got them on speed dial.
So I was asking you before if you got that email with the speak the IP address. Did you get that?
I did, and I forwarded it to Mike, but there were several things that have to be doctored in it, you know, like you have your node number and stuff like that, and I'm not sure. He said he'd monkey with it, but I'm hoping I catch him before. But I just haven't had any time to do anything more. I just looked at it real quick. Seems like a much simpler solution than everything I've been reading, so. But no time to deal with it.
Yeah, the one thing that threw me at first was some of those voice files, you know, were in a different location. You know, they were in, I think, an SBIN directory, so I copied them over to the Yetzi SRS directory and put it there, so that's something you might have to check for.
I'm still just buried, so I'm trying to get out the door here in 20 minutes, so I'll be testing it on my drive home. W8FU.
WDAKLL. W3LNS, W4XED.
Well, I am not going to be able to try the repeater.
Is that kind of a loaded statement out here?
Maybe. Wasn't a very good day.
Because there's like more than one, two, three. Yeah, there's a lot of repeaters, so it's like an open statement.
Well, those who know, know. If you know, you know. Where you at, Phil? What a shicin' day.
Yeah, it's a little warm out. 37 degrees out. Got the windows open and a little fan moving some air. I have a little furry kitty who won't get out of my face, even though I keep tossing her into her chair. I have a feeling if she keeps this up, she's going to get locked out of my office. Trying to type here. She keeps jumping up on my keyboard.
Well, the weather is fine. Just a sheep day at work. Just very annoyed today.
Oh, I flagged you to log in to 50 Radio's router so you can log in and look at IPs up while you're doing it. You're not always waiting on me.
Yeah, I set up a Pi with Ham VoIP and Easy Stream because that works rock solid. Its purpose in life is just going to sit to handle the broadcast device stuff. And it's connected right now, doing its job. I disabled the call the Easy Stream in the main repeater. So we'll do the your archiving from the main hub, and I'll just do the Easy Streaming off that little 211 sitting there. The only thing I haven't done yet is I haven't hooked it in. I don't know what I got wrong. I must have something wrong. I defined the it's a private node, 1995. I'm telling it use a list for lookup down at the bottom of the, because on Ham VoIP they put it down at the bottom. There's a list of the nodes. And I spelled out 28277 there, both name and by IP, and I don't know, I got something wrong, obviously.
I'll have to double check it when I get home. But I just was so, it was just one of them days where everything was just annoying the shit out of me.
Yeah, I've got one tracker that it doesn't see the LTE, doesn't see any LTE signals. SIM's active, sees the SIM card, SIM's active, but says there's no network. I let it sit outside for a few hours and nothing, and I'm like, all right, well, I think I'm just going to grab another one and swap it out, but that was giving me trouble. And then, I have a Tough Rugged book, and I was putting Windows 11 on it because I couldn't do an in-place upgrade because even though it's only a two-year-old CPU, this CPU is not supported by Windows 11. Like, Dell sold it 2 years ago. I'm kidding.
I would not want to do your job. I would be so flustered, peed off every day by crap like that. This is the stuff that should just work. And I just get really angry when, because I got my job to do. The last thing I want to do is a whole bunch of hoops. But I get it. It's different. This is what you do. So you're the one that makes this stuff work. But I would be not a happy camper if I had to deal with that kind of crap. Oh, I had an interesting one today. You're going to love this one. I have a subscriber that needed an MOU with a fire department. So they got the MOU from the chief of fire on their letterhead and sent it to the RPU. The RPU rejected it and said, no, Sean at Macomb Radio has to write the MOU. And I'm like, oh my God, you didn't. Oh. Yeah, can you imagine the fire chief not able to give an MOU to his public works for his talk group, being told that I have to do it? So I got a call in. I'm like, this can't be.
Well, is the talk group under you or under him?
See, it's not that cut and dry. Every agency owns its own talk group. At least that's the way it should be. But the chiefs have appointed me the arbiter of the MOUs, but that certainly shouldn't circumvent the chief from granting his out individually, because I have to do the whole group, and it would just be outrageous to try to, like, give the entire, all the frequencies out. So I give them out with a blanket. But, I'll do it, if it's going to cause trouble. But I can't fathom I got to find out how they have ownership on that. It struck me as really strange.
So they've been tightening down on it because I had to deal with 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I dealt with it for Monroe. Like, I issued it to Monroe and Monroe, but they wanted to add it to a console, even though the console is there. I had my MOUs listed for Monroe Emergency Management, Office of Emergency Management, under Monroe, but not the, they didn't do the parent. I then had to turn around and they wanted me to issue another MOU for the parent of the org. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I issued it to a sub of the master for any of the radios under their template. But then, because the console was on the master only, it wasn't in the sub, and so I had to reissue an MOU for the master. If that makes sense. And I had that 2-3 weeks ago here with Monroe.
I guess what is it with them? Is it, there can be only one? Is it or something? Can there not be, can it not be me? But can the individual agent, also get on the with the
things.
I think it's because, now that everything's gone into the template, into the that field, they're like, oh no, it's got to follow. They're just being more anal. That's the best way to say it. They're being more anal, and I don't, if it wasn't in the documentation properly, then you got to get it in the documentation properly going forward. Otherwise, you're SOL. There's a lot of that going on, I noticed too.
Another thing I noticed, and a while back, I wanted to give somebody, permission, and I was dealing directly with, the RPU, and I sent them an email, and I said, yeah, they're good to go. And a nope has to be on letterhead. And then I went through it again just recently and said, no, an email's fine as long as it's from an official government email. I'm like, what the hell? Can you ever make up your mind? It's like they're standards. Every time we're doing something, it's like, we have standards, Okay, can we see the published standards so that when we're doing something, we know what we have to do? Well, there isn't one. Well, then where does the standards exist? Well, it's we're working on it. So you have standards that are codified, but I can't know what they are.
That's why they want to control that's how they control everything. They just, we'll make new things up. This flavor of the week, you got to have it on letterhead. Next week, oh no, official email. Yeah, I've always put them on official email and letterhead both because I don't care what I'm doing. I'm putting it on letterhead because it seems to be the only way that they don't want to bitch about it.
I normally do that as well, but this particular case, I thought, was a perfect example. I forget what it was now. It was like last year, and I just sent him an email and said, yeah, good to go. And I think it was some oddball one. It was like, I think it was, I don't know, Fugitive Apprehension Unit or something like that. It was like a 1Z, not even a particularly, difficult thought group. It's like, that has to be on letterhead. So I went ahead and I got it. And then the exact same thing, not a year or a year later. And it's like, official email's fine. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes. I don't know. Anywho, enough on all that. Hey, I just want to be sure that, I don't remember where you left off on that whole broadcast device thing. If I comment out that one line in repeater config, then nothing will run, right? There won't be anything duplicating or anything like that. I think without that one line calling EasyStream at lane in repeater config, then the rest is all, moot, right?
Yeah, so what I would do is comment the line out and then tell the box to reboot. Don't just restart the service because that service is always running. Even if you comment it out and did a core reload, it doesn't actually kill the process. Does that make sense? So, yeah, comment it out and just tell the box to reboot.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet. I did comment it out, but I did not reboot. I knew I was going to have to
at minimum, restart the service, but I was, you know, it would have been easy for me to reboot. That's what I was going to do, because I'm lazy, and that's easier. Well, kind of, I guess. I don't know. But anyhow, bottom line is I haven't done that yet. I have to do that.
And I don't know why they decided to stop doing pull feeds like that. I know it was like a, well, originally it was a specific thing that Lindsay and I had because of all the feeds I had, you know, 15, 20 years ago, whatever it was. So I just kept doing it. I didn't really, you know, but whatever.
Yep, there's something about the, you know, there's a newer version of EasyStream and a newer version of LAIM, and they do not play well with ASL3. I'm not sure about 2. I know they work perfectly fine, rock solid with Ham VoIP. You know, he's got a whole thing how to use it, and it's using the, I think it's using the older, whatever it is, it works fine there. So I just said, you know what, the easy solution here is just take a, you know, take a Pi 3 I got laying around and do up a node, and just that'll be its mission in life.
I don't know, I'm sending mine to my, you know, my feeds are all working, but then again, I'm sending to a native Icecast server. So all my feeds on ASL3 send to, you know, a native Icecast server. I'm not sure what he's using, what Lindsay's done. I know it's a custom something or other he wrote or worked with somebody on.
Yeah, the nice thing is the GUI is real nice for noobs and clueless and all that stuff. Yours is, you know, is great, but, you know, two things. You know, one, there's no listen live, even though it's not really live, you know, but you got to wait till the next day, and which is sometimes, that I find is sometimes annoying. If I want to go back to something, usually I want to go back to something pretty quickly, you know, and with his, I can get it within a half an hour. And then the GUI's better for, I think, just, you know, publishing for rank, you know, for the rank and file and stuff like that. So I'll just do that and run it to his, and you know, big deal. It's a radioless node just sitting there. It'll be 1995. It'll be camped out there, and I'll probably you know, just call it that, streamer or something.
There you go. All right, I gotta make a phone call here because it's almost 4:00. And before they leave, I need to call them. Just saw the clock. I'm like, holy crap! All right, see you. I'll do it.
Hope I didn't take a number from one of the receivers. Oh crap! Can't remember what private number numbers were used for those. All right, catch you. You in here, Phil?
Yes, sir.
That was a little noisy. Was that you?
Yeah, this is in a bad spot.
Yeah, I don't have my radios programmed. I forgot about that. And I'm going to have to drag the computer out to the car to do it. So with these are all motors. So can't try it today.
1600 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees.
Okay, well, no problem.
I was kind of listening. Some of the guys were out running around. Sounds promising. Sounds like it's working really good. So there you have it.
Yeah, he was out in New Baltimore, he was making really well. So he had a handheld 9 mile mound. So yeah, hopefully it's still good. just a couple of pictures here on Discord here in a moment here with the guys.
All right, yeah, very good. Yeah, they're like I said, they're great repeaters. They really are. You know, the power supplies are soft, but, you know, that's just it. And they'll run off, you know, you don't even have to get the actual factory one. But if you ever do run into factory power supply, you wanna snatch it up if the price is right and just keep it as a spare.
Assuming it's modular, just connect up if you had to.
Yes, it is.
Or, if I see a decent 24-volt power supply, external, should get one of those, too. I just got rid of some of those with the GE thing. He had a nice 24-volt supply. Should have kept one.
Yep, I'm not sure if he's got it anymore, but I think John had one. He had an Astron 24-volt. I forget what it was for. I think it was for something he no longer had, or maybe I can't recall why he had it. And I thought it was available, but again, I'm trying to remember back. It was quite some time ago.
You're talking about HTV, I assume. I think I remember seeing that. I think it ran a was it? 6-meter amp he had or something?
Yeah, it was for an amp. That I remember. I don't remember what specifically, but something needed 24 and he had that. And I don't think he has it anymore, the amp or something, or I don't know. But for some reason I thought that the supply was available.
Yeah, well, but next time I see him, I'll ask him. Okay. All right, I'm going to get back to what I'm doing here. Catch you later. ABP.
All righty. W8FU. KE8VSI from W8FU. Join the Motorola crowd. Installed an MTR today, so he's gone legit.
Aww, look at that. They grow up so fast.
Gets a job with a Kenwood dealer and promptly gets rid of his Kenwood and puts in a Motorola repeater.
He finally saw the light. Blinded by the light.
Besides power supplies, can you think of anything that the MTR owner needs to be aware of? That's about the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, power supplies. PAs maybe, the power supplies usually.
Oh my God, do I need to cut my grass? Anywho, I'm home.
yards yesterday. I even went and did trimming. Got covered in grass and tired.
All right.
Now it's 4:15. I'm going to keep working because I didn't start work till 10 o'clock today. And I got to get my hours done before Friday because I'm going to leave early Friday for lessons.
Alrighty, have fun. I'm going in and changing into my skivvies. Okay, shorts. W8FU.
W3LNS. No, 8RF. This is W3LNS.
Houston calling your KLI buddies on your Dragon.
LNS clear.
Meeting is all done. Two certificates.
Let's try trying to get in or what, or something, a bunch of static. Yeah, our new CEO is out touring all the places in Europe right now, I guess.
And he's visiting the U.S., and then he's going to go abroad after that, I guess. I don't know the full itinerary. All I know is he was in our place. I don't want to go near him when he's there.
Downhill there now, so I might lose you for a minute.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 77 degrees.
Back and replace the parts and get it all aligned again, and then of course cut the grass again.
Thank goodness I just have a push mower. The only thing that's wrong with it is that the power drive cable broke. So I got to get one.
Yeah, it took me about 3 years to cut the lawn with a push mower. I think with the zero turn, it's about an hour and a half.
We got about 2.5.
I've got 4 acres, but about half of it is wooded, and I don't know, I think it was 60,000 square feet, whatever that turns out to be an acreage.
And my coworker that I went training with today, he's got, I think, 2.5 acres, and he's got a back tree line, so it goes down into the creek right there. But it's all grass. So me, no, I got like a little quarter acre, so between the front and back. The back takes longer than the front. Front's probably about 4 strips, left to right, and then a little bit on the side of the house. But in the back of the house, that's where most of it is, and it's all grass.
Yeah, I think my house before this, when I bought the mower, I think it was half an acre was the property, but again, it was half wooded. I think it was about a third wooded. So it was like the zero turn was overkill, so I got like the smallest one, and like borderline overkill, I guess. So I got the smallest one, and then when I moved, it went up to 4 acres, and now it's underkill, but also not really worth, you know, going up to the next size. You only gain a few more inches, so I've got woods, and then there's a fence, and then behind that fence is kind of a little bit of grassland, but mostly wet grassland, so it's hard to cut it, because at the time it's swamp, and then behind that is all woods.
Yeah, I can picture that. Well, now I'm at Tractor Supply. Gotta get the dog food. Yay. And I can actually finish my day, go home and relax, or get attacked by the dogs.
Just throw some food at them. Hey, Bailey.
The bucket is empty. Filled its bowls this morning. That's all there was, so my daughter's turn, but she forgot to eat it yesterday, so I said, I'll pick it up, and then she just Venmo's me, and pays me off on it. I'll be back shortly. KJKJ.
NADBF. Good afternoon. I hate to be that guy asking how I sound, but could barely even get into a repeater this morning. I don't know what's going on. How do I sound?
Yeah, sounds fine right now. Not even the static heard this morning. Next to the UMP is not even into it.
Oh, perfect. So you have a comparison of what I should not sound like.
Yeah.
Coax straight out. That's what scares me, but I took the mount off. I got a barrel connector through a stink pocket mount. I took the antenna off. It was dry. I had dielectric in there. And then I took the bed mount off, and it was dry.
Yeah, maybe a loose connection or something. Maybe just tighten it back up. had that happen with my GMRS radio. It was wondering what the heck was rattling, and sounded like a coax connector, and I started feeling my connections, and the barrel had like backed out. It was just dangling there. I was like, oh, I think I wasn't using that radio.
I know the exact rattle you're talking about. I wonder if I should, probably should just take off the bottom side connector and wrap it in some joist tape or something so it doesn't have the opportunity to get loose. But it was, I couldn't move it. I could barely even break it loose. It was nice and snug, so no idea. It was weird. The only thing out of the ordinary was I foam can in my truck and washed the crap out of it yesterday. Well, other than that, I mean, truck sat all weekend.
Sound really good.
Yeah, I used that hard wall shrink wrap or shrink tubing. It's got the adhesive inside of it, and then I do that from the connector to the coax, and then wrap it with that that self vulcanizing tape, and seems to work pretty well.
To rule it out, I'm going to have to do that, and I think I might spray the underside of my truck and the antenna when I get home too to see what happens. But was there another station in there?
Yeah, you can throw a antenna analyzer on it or a SWR meter to see if it's getting any bad. Go ahead, Tom.
I realize how hard it is to find dog food when you have a specific type that you need.
I was going to ask if you even found it. You were gone for about 60 seconds.
Yeah, our dog had prescription food, so
$10.
That was even harder. But,
I'll just get a smaller bag.
We went to order two. We had to show up at the door.
It
worked out pretty well.
I'm going down to Lennox to go check that one out.
You guys doubled, but I think I got the gist of both of you. I don't know where. I think we just get ours on Amazon. But my dog doesn't eat a lot, and we feed him the Purina Pro Plant Sport 30-20 or 50-20 or whatever the heck it is, so it's pretty much available everywhere. Yeah, so that's my wife handles the dog.
Yeah, you can get it at PetSmart or whatever, and look best, but it's always cheaper when you get online.
All my dogs eat times lamb and rice, small nuggets. I have three dogs, and one of them is a pit bull, so I got some hefty eaters.
Funny, because I have a pit bull, and he just does not care to eat unless it's stuff off the table.
Yeah, our dog would just eat when she's hungry. She'd graze over there, and whenever she was ready, we'd give her, you know, meter it out, but she would just eat whenever she was ready. It was a heck of a time trying to get her eat on a schedule.
Well, that's how my three are. They don't, you know, they don't eat. They're really not on a schedule. They're like yours, Lance. They're grazers. So we fill the bowls, and they eat a little bit, and then they eat a little bit. You know, or if I put a treat in their bowl, then they know that, you know, then they'll eat there. But besides, I mean, yeah, they don't, they're not on any sort of schedule. They just graze. And when we're not home, they don't eat. When we get home is when they eat. And usually they eat later in the evening. And then they go outside before bed kind of thing. Go ahead, Dakota. KCKGO.
Before we rehomed my other dog, he's, I think he's five now. He's a five-year-old pit lab mix. Before we rehomed him from him and my 12-year-old pit bull fighting, not fighting, but he would annoy the old guy enough so the old guy, you know, he'd get pissed and then they'd start fighting each other and scaring everybody, so we found him a new home that he's way happier at. But before he left, the old guy was super food-driven. All he cared about was food. And then as soon as we rehomed the younger dog, he's just back to his, he doesn't care to eat. I mean, he's a 59-pound pit bull, so he's not big. He just doesn't care for food. So, you know, 50-pound bag of dog food will last us 2 months.
Yeah, the advantage of our dog, she was a little 40-pound pounder, so she, we get the big bag and it lasts a few months and wouldn't have to worry about it. But my brother's dog, he's got 3 labs and he can set a watch. He knows exactly when it's feeding time. They start pacing, fucking freaking out. But ours didn't care.
Well, the funny thing is the middle dog that sits there and gets after the other two, you know, my dogs. I have the oldest one is a 10-year-old Australian Shepherd Blue Heeler, and she just grazes. But she likes to growl at my dog, just to growl, just to be a snot. And then the 5-year-old is a whippet mouse purr. And then the young one, the 3-year-old, the 2-year-old, she's a black lab pit. And her bowl sits in another area of the house, so she's separated from the other two. But usually they get along pretty good. They'll eat together, sleep together, play together. You know, so every so often they go kind of dumb, but nothing major.
I didn't know you had a whippet. I bet you if you saw my dog, you would think he was a whippet.
Of my whippet. She's a whippet mountain cur, so she's a brindle. And the only time that her and the pit bull go after each other is when they're outside and our neighbor's 120-pound German Shepherd, Stud, is out there and he likes to mess with my two dogs. They go crazy over them.
You guys doubled again. I just sent you a picture of my dog. He's also a brindle, so let me know if you think he's a whippet, because I've never believed that he's a purebred pit like they told me he was. Go ahead, Lance.
Yeah, they have a DNA test you can do so that they take some saliva and they'll tell you what breed they are. Do that with our dog. Her mom was a rescue, and my aunt adopted it, and they said it was a little overweight. Well, it turns out it was, she came home from dinner one day, and there was 6 puppies in the house.
Yeah, mine are all rescues, they're all females, they're all fixed. And, that's about it. The one is 45 pounds. My dog is, you know, the oldest is around 45 pounds. My dog's around 40 pounds, and the pit's probably about 55 pounds. She's a thick girl, as we call her.
Hey, GDF. Yeah, I've never had a girl dog. I did growing up, but I didn't have to take care of her, so I don't count that one as mine. But I cannot imagine getting to my house and I go, oh my God, I have 6 new dogs.
She was not happy. She called the rescue and shoot them out. They ended up paying for a bunch of their shots and stuff. But yeah, it was kind of thing. Of course, you know, if they told her it was pregnant, she probably wouldn't have gotten her.
Yeah, well, we acquired the black lab from my mother-in-law. She was just too energetic for her. My mother-in-law is 80 years old. So we're like, we're going to take her over when we handle her. She's strong. And then Dakota, if I'm doing this right with the Dakota or with the Google whatever, it says that your dog is an American Staffordshire Terrier and American Bulldog. Casey, keep joking. I'll be right back. Try this tractor supply.
Static.
All right, had to switch to Romeo. How am I getting in here?
Much better.
I wish I knew. I need to pull up a Tahoe map because that 1 mile stretch on M53, it just blows my mind that I can completely fall out of radio reception right there.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one I found on just searching Google. That you can zoom in on it, and it'll show you all the different, it'll kind of scale the resolution of where you're at. Just search a Michigan topographical map, and you'll find a pretty good one.
I know there's another, I don't know if it's a web page or an app or whatever that the guys have been using, but you can put in like point A and point B, and it kind of maps the elevation between the two points to tell you, yes, you've got line of sight, no, you have to go up this much higher, that kind of thing. I'll have to find out what that is.
Yeah, well, you can do that for like microwave and stuff. I feel like I've seen that, but there are all sorts of different tools for doing that, but it helps me to see like the whole picture, because that those apps are just kind of like a slice between point A and point B, where you can really see like the ridges and everything and kind of get a picture of it. It's like kind of crazy when you look at the whole Michigan. Like there's like this almost looks like a old river that goes from like Bay City all the way over to Grand Rapids, and you can like see it snake in the state.
Right, knowing what's between you, from an elevation standpoint, and if you can, line of sight is handy, but I would like to know what is in between me and what I'm trying to make contact with. I truly think that one stretch of highway is just it drops that low and you have highway behind you and in front of you. The only logical explanation, because it works before the hole and after the hole, but yeah, maybe I'll poke around on the internet and see what I can find, but it is what it is. Come to learn to deal with it, and in the wintertime, it seems to be a non-issue.
Yeah, I've heard summertime you kind of get different because the leaves in the tree get sort of throwing more water that you have to push through. But I know you could get some weirdness too. I know when I had a bow thing, I'd get like you get on the west side of 696, and you couldn't get into the 26, but get on the other side of it, and it would be just fine. It was just like this magical wall.
Sean and I were just talking about this the other day. It's just fascinating voodoo black magic that just sometimes it works way better than you think and it doesn't make any sense, and then other times it's like hot, like this morning. I was, 3 miles, 2 miles away from the repeater and I couldn't even get in.
Yeah, I just wonder how much is just, various interferences and stuff. And I know on that way toward 696, there's some pretty high power TV stations and stuff. I don't know. Sometimes it's just magic.
I'm going to chalk this morning up to one of two things. It was a FBI van with a radio jammer nearby, or I needed to turn it off and turn it back on again. Because those are the only two things that have changed. Some time has gone by, and I turned the radio off and back on.
Yeah, maybe you jiggled it a little bit. Got a loose wire somewhere?
Could be. I'm going to sweep it when I get home and just see what it says and then wiggle it around and see if it jumps. But, yeah, weird. Frustrating. Finally get something dialed in the way you like it, and then you run into weird little ghost issues like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Could be the other end, too, sometimes. issues on that end.
Also true. It is a network after all. I'm at 32 and 53, right where that accident was this morning. I don't know if you heard about that.
I'm up in Mount Morris now. Miles from home.
What time usually are you go to, you commute to work, right?
Yeah, 3 days a week. Is what we're supposed to be doing. So up in Flushing and then drive down to Auburn Hill.
What is that, about 35, 40 minutes?
That'll get you about to Grand Blanc. It's, without traffic, it's 50 minutes.
Damn, I didn't realize Flushing was that high up there. That's me with traffic, I should say. I should be about 32 minutes. There was a point where I was under 30 minutes. I don't know what changed. I should be about 32-ish minutes, according to Apple Maps, on a Saturday with no traffic, but that's never the case, so it's usually about 40 to 45.
Yeah, I'm about 6 miles from Saginaw County, so there's one city between me and Saginaw County. I'm right on the border of my township, so. I was in Macomb Township right off Hall Road. I don't miss that. that drive was awful. I was just kind of across Hall Road every day.
Oh, so you made a drastic move then. You're preaching to the choir. I live pretty much just south of 69 by about 4 minutes, and I drive to Hall Road every day. It's not bad at the times I'm on it, but man, you should try to run out for lunch around noon. It's a nightmare. It takes 15 minutes to go a quarter mile to, you know, do two Michigan lefts.
Yeah, we did it in stages. So we right in 2020, all the house prices were cheap. We moved to Grand Blanc, and then the ex-wife decided she wanted to be an ex-wife, so to sell the house, and I moved another. We had to move another time, so I ended up even further away.
We've been doing the same thing. We started at 26 Mile Road in Hayes, and then Armada, and then we're at about 42 Mile Road in M53. And the next step will be across 69. So I'm with you. Keep moving north. Go ahead, Tom.
The further you get out of the city, the better it is. And I started in Sterling Heights and then moved to Romeo and then a short stint in Marysville. Now I'm in Memphis. Wouldn't change it for the world. I wish I did this 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's like living up north. I like it. Got deer in the backyard, turkeys, and all sorts of wildlife. It's definitely better than the rat race down there. But I'm pulling in, so I'll see 7-3. How you doing?
All right, Lance, good talking to you. Catch you later. Same thing, Tom. I like the critters in the yard and the ability to do what I want on my own property and not have to answer to anybody telling me I can or can't.
Yeah, I don't like HOAs. Never lived in an HOA. I did what I wanted at my house in Sterling Heights. It just got really expensive, so I had to get out of there. Memphis was a rental property, so I couldn't do much there. That guy was a jackass. But here in Memphis, I mean, yeah, what I want. I need a chicken now, because sooner than I recommended passing an ordinance for them to be back in the city. Ooh.
I've never done an HOA, but our house was in a village in Armada, and I had plenty of written warnings and formal citations and a bunch of dumb crap that I just couldn't stand it. Like, I would park my work car under two trees I had that were off the driveway, which didn't even have grass under it, right? It was just dirt because it never grew there. And they told me I couldn't do it. I was like, okay, I've had enough of you people telling me what I can and can't do on my, you know, it's Armada, calm down. So now we do whatever the hell we want. I've had a dozer sitting in my front yard for the last month, and no one said boo.
Yeah, I parked my van, you know, right in front of the house between the sidewalk and the road. Yeah, that's, you know, city property, of course, or whatever else I have to maintain it, but there's no grass there. There hasn't been any there since we moved in. So it's probably a little bit and kind of just all the pebbles and all the rocks and stuff just built up over time. So that's where I park. They don't see anything. My neighbors park on their grass in front of the house when he's working on cars. Across the street, the same thing. You know, they don't bother us. You know, city's pretty cool.
What I strive for, man. I wish I had more property, but this will do. Keeps people away from me. Everyone around me has enough property to keep to themselves, except for I live next to a farmer who's an idiot, but that's another story for not on air.
Oh, I totally get it. So I like my neighbors. I got neighbors good all the way around me. Got new ones across the street. Haven't met them, but they're a young couple. But they seem nice. My neighbors to the west of me, right next door. That's a young couple. That's a younger couple. Well, the girl's younger. The guy's probably about 10 years younger than me. And then the next door down is a younger couple. They're having their third little one. And then my neighbor to the east of me is really cool. He does all the maintenance on my vehicles. You know, when I need to, and usually it just costs me a couple steaks and a good barbecue or whatever else kind of thing.
Well, they're good neighbors to have. That is one thing I missed about my old house is I had a phenomenal neighbor across the street. Absolutely love that guy. Still talk to him regularly, but it was very convenient because whatever I didn't have, he had, and whatever he didn't have, I had, so... Good relationship, love thy neighbor kind of deal, but I got some good neighbors. I met, he's not really my neighbor, but he's only a mile away, KTMR. He saved me this weekend. He brought me a 4-jack because I was doing an oil change on my truck, had it on jack stands, and jacked the truck up. Finished the oil change, went to lower it down to put oil in it, and the jack died. It wouldn't lift the truck up again, so he bailed me out on that one. And then the lady to the north of me is a sweetheart. Older widowed woman, very, 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 very sweet. So I'll take it.
Yeah, same here. Since we moved in, you know, we've had really good neighbors all around us. The lady across the street actually read books with my daughter and big cactuses and everything else like that. She passed away. Then the lady after that was in the house, but then she was fighting through some medical issues, and then it was just too much for her, so she moved out, sold the property, now somebody else lives in there. And then I got older neighbors behind me, and they're really nice. So, yeah, like I said, it's very nice you get a neighborhood with some really good neighbors, you know, around you. But I'll take what I have, and I'm happy about it.
Yep, don't take what I have and don't be a weirdo and we can get along. Man, there are groundhogs out everywhere and I don't have any property by me to go hunting on. Like, literally every field I've driven by has at least one in it.
Do you go hunting for sport for them or is that another meat?
Varmint hunting is my all-time favorite kind of hunting. So, I do not eat them, no, but usually helps me finagle some permissions for geese and ducks and sometimes deer, and it just keeps keeps me dialed until deer season. So if you can shoot a, I shot one, shot a small one the other day at 275 yards. So if I can hit that, I can hit a deer, no problem.
You've never tried raccoon?
I know, I heard they're good. I have not, but I just cannot bring myself to do it. And the thing is, the ones I shoot by me are only eating stuff they find. It's not like they're trash pandas in the city. I just cannot bring myself to clean one of those things because they're gross.
I've tried raccoon. It's kind of spicy, chewy. Not bad. Of course, I love deer. And I've had woodchuck. That wasn't bad. I had something like a hunter stew. One of my best friend's oldest brother used to hunt small game and large and deer. And whatever he shot, he ate.
I've heard many people tell me, I mean, granted, these were older people during the recession and whatnot, but they would eat, I mean, for example, my dad and his brothers and sisters, they grew up with rabbit in their pasta sauce because they just didn't have any money. And I'm okay with that, right? I don't mind eating rabbit other than the fact that it's super dry. But I've heard tons of people say they would eat possum, raccoon, you know, they would bake it with sweet potatoes and stuff like that, and I just think to myself, like, it's probably good because I've been told raccoons kind of like bear, a little bit of a darker sweet meat. It's a mental thing. I can't bring myself to do it.
If you don't tell me what it is and ask me to try it and it looks appetizing, I will try it. And then if you tell me afterwards, then I'll be like, maybe. You know, but if you tell me before I try it, then I won't try it. You know, no, I've had goat. I've never had goat before, and I tried goat. But it was made Pakistani style, and it wasn't bad. A little spicy, but not too bad. If I turned the power down, or I would have burned up Richmond.
Was that my radio just losing its mind?
I think so, you disappeared for a minute.
Weird. It was just static on any band. I don't know what the hell is going on with my setup.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be more issues with that G4 that rolled through, what is it, Sunday night or Saturday night, Sunday morning over through today, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is all about. Give me one second here. I'm running the gas station. I need some time. The Miller Lite Long Neck. NAGDF.
Is
I'm back for about a half a mile.
It's about 3 minutes because I'm just passing the fields before I get into Memphis. Perfect timing.
All right, man. Well, good talking to you. Keep the dogs fed. Have a good night, and I'm sure I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be hiding somewhere in Port Huron at a hospital trying to do a camper system, so... I'm catching you on the flip there, 73 for the night, KCKGO.
NADBF, I'll be clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees.
Thank you, Phil.
There we go. Hello.
Okay, I don't know if it's me or you, but I got, like, no audio.
Okay, Test 1, 2, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot this microphone's at the bottom of the radio.
Yeah, I heard something about, okay, you forgot something radio.
You blew my speaker out, Phil. Sounds fine here.
Let me hear you over here.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Sorry, I just got too many things going on at once here. Is that better audio?
Hold on, it might be on my end. Hold on.
I can hear you fine, Phil. Okay. Too many radios going on here. Okay, test. Yeah, I'm hearing myself. You better turn it down if you're hearing yourself. You don't want to hear yourself. You never know what self will say. Yeah, my low power on a handy talkie. And it's at the car here. You're working. Cool. Another one of them junk repeaters, huh? That's going to cover the state?
State of confusion.
Oh, my.
All right, my speaker was unplugged. Anyhow, Phil, I'm on low power from home. And then it's full scale.
Okay, sounds good. There's some weird garbage coming through earlier. I didn't know where that was coming from. It was coming through my system. There was a lady talking when that happened. I don't know if it was coming from some signal or some missing thing.
I heard it. I know exactly what it is.
Yeah, what?
Preamp.
I haven't had any problem with the preamp before. Overloading the front end.
Yeah, maybe. So I'll look at that. But it only happened a little bit. It hasn't happened since.
We'll blame it on Sean, he's never here.
The other thing I was thinking with the change of PL, I wonder if there's always been some kind of mixing thing going on with that PL in it. It could be an issue.
Well, the signal might have the right PL on it now, or before it didn't have, because you have a different PL in there. All PL does is cover problems up, really.
Nah, just kind of mess, so it doesn't make them go away. So, I don't know. We'll just keep watching and listening. If you hear that happen more often, Sean, let me know. May have to take the preamp out. I hope not. Seemed to work okay on the other machine.
Did you leave the microphone plugged into the front of that?
Yeah, but in this med radio, on this Motorola, it doesn't activate unless you push the button. My old one, the Kenwood, it was live all the time if you left it plugged in.
Oh, all right. I gotta run a minute. Give me this to here.
From my dining room. It seems very well balanced. I can hear it, I can work it.
Yeah, you're full cop, you're very capable. Didn't bake any frying on you, but very capable. Just driving right by the site right now. So, alrighty. Yeah, I was saying if you hear any more of that noise or something, feel free to disconnect the link or whatever. Send me a text or something if I'm not listening. We'll see if that pops up again.
Yep, that's, you know, I've heard that exact sound a million times over the years, and that's exactly what it sounds like. But there's things you can do. You don't have to get rid of it. You might have to, you know, you might have to make some adjustments. But well, let's just see what it is before we speculate.
What kind of adjustments? There's no tuning on that thing, unless you're talking about putting a bandpass filter on it.
What was the, I'd prefer not getting into it on the air, but what was the sensitivity with the preamp? Did you check it?
Yeah, it was about, you know, to be a copyable signal, it was about 0.2, roughly.
Right, you may be able to put a pad in there, in the receiver, and fix it, you know, and only give up, you know, take it to .25 or something like that.
Yeah, I suppose. I know the preamp gives me 20 dBm. That's, not good at the math. What is that, microvolts?
Well, it doesn't really match because microvolts is a specific measurement, and dB is a relative measurement. So,
yeah, probably. Yeah. All right, I'm where I gotta be. Catch you later. ABAP.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's a big problem. Let's just watch it for a bit. We'll go from there. All right, catch you later. W8FU. Thought I heard somebody quite noisy calling me, but I'm not sure if it was here or somewhere else. Over that way, but I couldn't make much of it out. Got your app?
That should be better. I'm on the app now. I can receive perfectly fine in the garage, but for some reason I'm not getting out, probably because I have a crappy antenna. But, yeah, I programmed that repeater that we were talking about over here this morning, the one that's in the woods, and got nothing. So it makes sense you and Greg weren't able to get anything. And I drove by the address that is listed in QRZ for that call sign, and there was no external antennas or anything like that on the house. So I don't know. I'll keep giving it a try over the next couple of weeks and see if maybe the guy turns it on and off or what. Doesn't really make any sense to me. So it was worth a try, though. We'll see what happens.
Well, it's a snap repair, so it could just be something he takes to swaps or something like that. Maybe not, you know, maybe not anything he even deploys over there. So hard to say, but all right. Anywho, the receive problem is not on your end. It's a repeater. You should be able to get from there. But there's something wrong with the receiver, and I've just been too lazy to get to it.
On the Warren receiver, you got a problem over there?
Yep. It's receiver's down. Not 100% sure why. I haven't really been by there to look.
Noted. All right, cool. Well, I will make sure I pay attention to that and use the app a little bit more often or get on the Mount Clemens repeater.
Yeah, I really got to just get by there and fix it because I don't want everybody finding other ways around it than, you know, then fix it. Might as well just before people have to find all sorts of alternatives. We were doing that with Phil's for a while. It's a pain. Anyhow, I was going to go Saturday and take a look at it, but I just, then I got high.
Hey, that's cool. Do what you got to do, right?
Absolutely. All right. Well, I kind of suspected maybe that would be the case with that one. So, well, maybe drop him a line, or if you're out walking, you ever see him, maybe you can bring it up, figure it out. All right, catch ya. W8FU after yours.
All right, we'll talk to you in the morning. K8RUH.
My name is JKFAPDP.
Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly sunny, 76 degrees.
AD8OD, W88P.
Am I barely making this on 21F2?
No, you're making it in solid there. Audio is low, but man, you were just barely making it in the other one. You were like all noise. It sounded like you're on a walkie-talkie inside your basement or something. That was weird.
Yeah, I gotta talk to Dell or something. I think he's going to be at the thing on Wednesday, the ARPSC thing. See if, like, he was working with Todd at all in that tower, because there's been some weird stuff. Like, one week it was this off, and then, like, it seemed to be solid before, but, like, as of the last couple of days, I don't know if he rotated the DMR antenna and the UHF antenna or whatnot, but it seems like it's just not doing as well as what it used to. So I don't know what it is, but whatever. Maybe
Ah, his repeater's pegging my meter. All the way over, dude. There's no light at the end of my meter. It's pegged.
That's the thing that's weird is, like, it seems like that, too, on mine. Like, the signal coming in is, like, solid. But, like, some people seem like they're real. Like, that one guy, the guy came in from, like, Melvindale. That's a haul to that repeater, like, 20 miles. And, like, I was kind of surprised. I've never heard anybody from, like, I'd say the Southwest have come in to, like, that repeater. It's usually, like, people around. You might get some Windsor or something. And those guys are hit or miss, like, how scratchy they are. And you get some people that are, like, kind of north, and they come into it. But I was surprised that he was coming in from down there. But then, like, other people, like, are local on 1 watt, and they're having struggles. So, I don't know. It's just weird.
All right, man, I got to get going. But, yeah, I just was listening. I go, man, it sounds like John, but he's like, he can't be the net host. What's he talking on? Terrible. Anyhow, all right, I got to go, man, but I'll talk to you a little bit later. W-A-D-A-P.
Good evening, 20 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly sunny. 70 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy.
64 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta November, monitoring.
Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 57 degrees.